Welcome back to the Anal Podcast. Thank you for joining us again tonight for our 38th Anal Probe segment. We're coming at you with all the interesting stuff of today and what's going on around us. Do you love the Anal Podcast? Feel free to like, subscribe, review wherever you found us. That's how we get noticed, and we love to get noticed. Do you have a question for the Anal Pod? Send us an email at anewamericanlegacy@gmail.com. Or hit us up on Twitter at anewamericanle1. Welcome back to the Anal Podcast. I am joined tonight by Katie, John, Mike, Jared. Rose might be in there somewhere. I don't know. And there is a violent draft creeping. So we've got a full cast tonight. But boy, I'll tell you what. We do have something to talk about. Today is the 2nd of June. And we have casually talked about stonks on here quite regularly. Prior to, you know, the last 3 or 4 months, would you guys have ever been flattered to be called apes? Do you consider yourself apes now? Anyone?
Yes, I have considered myself an ape for a very long time, scientifically.
So we're apes, then.
Well, apes together strong. So
yeah, sure, exactly.
I mean, I don't know if I would have loudly called myself one, because before now, that was probably kind of a racist thing to say.
Yeah.
But yeah,
definitely more positive now.
Oh, by the way, hi, I'm John, and Jared tried to kill me tonight.
Oh man, let's start that over. That was baloney. I got too excited. Welcome to the Anal Podcast. I am joined tonight by Katie, John, Mike, Rose, and Jared. There might even be a violent draft creeping around. You never know anymore. Guys, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself before I go off on some insane tirade about stocks.
Hi, I'm Katie. I just like to say happy pride, and I'm here to talk about balls.
I am John, and Jared took me on a burger adventure and then tried to kill me.
I am Mike, and this has gotten to be a much more interesting podcast episode.
Oh no, I'm Rose, and I am glad to call myself an ape. Proud ape over here.
I'm Jared, and I don't want to talk about stocks.
Well, we're giving you a wide berth, Rob. You go right ahead.
Is it okay now?
let her rip, buckaroo.
So, everybody in here, except a couple of people, I do believe, have purchased a few shares of AMC stock well a long time ago. Our positions are wonderful, and we have discussed before the podcast that we now consider ourselves proudly apes, because ape together strong, and we hold over for the future. Yay, stock!
Yay, stocks. Rob made me join his cult a while ago. With money, I was okay flushing down the toilet. And now I'm not so okay flushing it down the toilet anymore, because it's kind of a lot. And it's like not even where it's maybe gonna go. So that's fun and exciting.
I mean, that's pretty much exactly the same story I have. Rob convinced me to join the cult, and now number go up.
Yep, right there with you.
And I didn't have to like kill anybody to make the line go up.
That we know of. You do have the hole, though.
That's true. Jared did try to kill me, so...
Yeah, what's up?
Maybe it was your own grave.
Maybe Jared has stocks in something that involves my death or something.
Oh my god, I bet Jared has stock in Cinemark or Regal.
Maybe. That makes a lot of sense.
You got me.
Do you guys remember months ago during the AOC stream whenever I said that it felt like this could be the tip of a revolution starting, and now here we sit a few months later where, like... I think we've got the hedgies by the literal short hairs. I mean, they lost $3 billion today.
Yeah.
With a B.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, my whole thing is always like this: the rich, powerful people just make up the rules. So we'll see. How much does this fundamentally break things? If something's wrong, but they say it's right, it's now right. So I don't know. You know, I'm happy to kind of profit while... maybe ruining some hedge funders.
By the way, guys, I really appreciate everyone joining me in the cult. I hope that your portfolios may shine with many green days from here out.
Praise be the line. You're gonna like be the Ma'anan Sheila to the Bhagwan Sri Rajneesh of the AMC cult. Anybody know what I'm talking about?
No.
Is this a Star Trek thing?
No.
Nope.
No, it's a real thing that happened.
I truly believe in this particular situation and the due diligence that's been done that the hive mind has put behind this. I really think that this could be like historically humongous. So even for the littlest ape out there that's holding 1, 2, 3, 5 shares, it could be life-changing. And we've all fantasized, like, if you won the lottery, what would you do with the money? So let's say, poof, tomorrow, the lot you're up has 10 extra zeros. We've all got just $10 million from the little investments that we have. What would you do? This is the closest I think any of us could actually be to having a winning lottery ticket, if that makes sense.
Well, we would have been a lot closer if we lived in Ohio. That's got vaccinated.
True. By the way, the humongous wasn't a word until the 1970s.
Sweet.
Huh.
That's bodacious.
Yeah. Radical.
Groovy.
Tubular.
We're all 90s kids.
Yeah. All the Ninja Turtle slang right there.
That's right.
Definitely sounds like a cult.
It does. The prospect of like buying a parent a truck is sounds kind of lovely to me. So, you know.
Yes. Vehicle for my dad would be just wow.
Yeah. So it's always one of those things where you say to yourself, well, I'll never win the lottery because I want to do good things with it. But, you know, maybe that's, I mean, this could be our once in a lifetime opportunity to actually, you know, take our big swings, like the people that should have invested in Taco Bell or something like that.
Well, yeah. Well, here's the thing. Yeah. It's interesting that you say that, but I truly think once the shorts cover on AMC, the market ramifications are going to be pretty wide. I think people need to get themselves a little bit liquid to the best of their ability in this incredibly difficult and trying time, because I think the blue chips are going to tank soon. I think there is going to be a 2008 style crash. And if you're not in the right spots, which would be shorted stocks, you're boned. That's just my opinion, though. Keep in mind, I'm heavily invested in all shorted stocks. I'm not a financial advisor. No financial advice will be offered on this show or any other show that is associated with a New American Legacy and any subsidiary of a New American Legacy. All opinions offered are each to the person who offered the opinion to them alone.
I actually am not a financial advisor.
Do you think I covered everything?
Yeah, probably. I don't know. Who cares?
Yeah.
Everything's broken and money's not real.
Well, that brings me to... money's fucking just fake, stupid, banana, crazy numbers.
Well, yeah, there are people right now that could, you know, if everything goes crazy like the apes seem to think it or want it to, there's going to be someone that has more money than the world actually has.
But there will be several people at the rate we're going.
Yeah. I mean, if that's not
people are rolling options for millions. Sorry to interrupt.
Sure. Yeah, and if that's not a condemnation of like how stupid the system is and how broken it is and maybe always has been, like if this doesn't wake people up, I don't know what will. So
there's nothing left.
We'll see what happens. Yeah, this is ridiculous. There's no reason any of us should be talking about this or have, you know, these amounts of monies in our accounts right now.
Yeah. Whatever
they may be, like I.
Today was the most money I have ever made in a single day in my whole life, no matter how much I worked or how hard I worked. Not as only is it the most money I've made in a single day, a single week, a single month, a single year, 2 years. I've never had 2 years worth of salary add up to what I made today.
Well, I saw somebody post that they made 2 years of salary today.
Yes.
Wow. And that's horrifying.
It's above poverty, too. I went ahead and gave myself above poverty.
I mean, it's great to have that money again, but it's absolutely horrifying that that's even possible.
Scarier, the more depressing thing is just like, I mean, for people that are just born into this, that's just their life.
Yeah.
And that's all they know is just, oh, I wake up and I've doubled money. And done nothing.
Well, that's what we did today. We doubled our money today. 95% over 100, including after hours. That was double money.
So how's that bootstraps ideology going, listener?
Yeah, how are your bootstraps feeling? Mine are gone. I ripped them off. Now I'm in sandals, and I have a parrot, and I keep hearing Margaritaville. Things are changing.
You're a little young for that.
I am almost 40.
Okay.
I'm retired. Boom. Just like that. Now I'm retired. Jimmy Buffett, is that how it is? Do you just decide, like, if these lottery tickets print, do you just decide, like, I'm retired now?
Yes.
Yeah,
I would probably like work at my leisure and maybe not for anyone, but yeah, I mean, I would probably oddly enough, I would probably spend my time doing what I did this past year,
building your house.
Yeah, at my leisure, you know, or not really at leisure, but you know, I got to do something.
It's your big project. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have any of you all been fantasizing about like a couple of the things? You're like, okay, after the squeeze, I might do this and I might do that. Yeah.
I'm waiting to see how much it's going to get to.
Yeah, all of our positions are different.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm sure all of our tickets, you keep calling them, Rob, they're all different. I managed to get some in today that were stupid high. So.
Yeah, I'm not a financial advisor, but I attack the stock market with game ideology, and I don't want to miss the trip up, I don't want to miss the trip down, so I pick tickets, and I pick an amount, and I put it up for that weird and high amount. And if it strips that ticket, then that's one share down, but typically it is substantially higher than what the cost of the share was, and just covers and hedges my bet on the way up that I don't just miss out and lose all of my profit.
Yeah.
Because there will be halts. If you get halted, I mean, your ticket stripped in a halt almost, or nearly, or... It halted 5 times today, twice on the way down, 3 up.
Yeah, it halted right before my strip. You know, I was actually talking to a friend who I brought into the cult also. See how this exponentially increases.
This is great.
And actually, I spent all of Saturday, well, not all of Saturday, but Saturday kind of bitching about him and his trading tactics and how they don't really match up all works.
They don't match the ideology. You think he's down at this point?
No. I think he's up. I think I've kind of firmly cemented him in the, this isn't the actual squeeze. Hedgies aren't hurting yet. They're not really hurting yet.
Nope. Even Ortex keeps tweeting, they've lost $2.9 billion so far.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, this is all fear of missing out investment.
FOMO. FOMO buying. Yes.
Yeah. This what it seems like anyway. Because Right. There's nothing other than that that would cause this. So that's kind of what it seems like we're seeing, and that's what I'm trying to tell him. And like it halted. He's never seen that before because he kind of likes to be a day trader and was like day trading based on Elon's tweets, which was a good strategy.
Yeah.
Wow.
He made some pretty serious money doing that. Now it's kind of works the opposite direction, funnily enough. Yeah, he got all scared that it dipped because it lost momentum because trading halted. So he didn't sell, but you know he put a lot more in than I did. So he he's right now aiming at like house money, and I keep saying, well, what about like 5 houses?
I consider some of the price targets insane. Like I consider 500,000 a share crazy, but the numbers could truly be that broken. If there is an intervention, the gammas could just keep ramping up.
Yeah, and if that keeps ramping up, imagine what the short squeeze will do.
Right, when the shorts have to cover.
That's what I was kind of thinking. Like, imagine with all this, you know, when it got up to like $20, like, imagine what happens when the theaters open up.
Well, we're just getting started.
They're already planning on giving us free popcorn for buying shares.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Other stuff.
As investors in AMC, we're in an incredibly unique position. There are many, many of us, a majority of us, they are opening up an investor connect where we can talk to our employees from the CEO's mouth. Like, you're my investors, you know, you're our boss. So they're trying to reach out to their investors and see what they want. And I went ahead and I've messaged and said, hey, I want to be able to play video games on a theater screen. I'll pay $250 to come in at 10 o'clock and play games for 2 hours.
Yeah, I mean, why not?
I mean, gamers are up all goddamn night, you know?
Yeah.
Like, gamers come in and rent their room. That's easy revenue. They'll sit in one seat. Yeah. It's not like they're going to move.
true, man. And yeah, just like giving them new business opportunities, I guess. Huh.
I don't know, but I would like to take this opportunity to say a special thanks to Trey at Trey's Trey and to Matt Coors. They are making a lot of people's lives different. They are changing lives literally every day. So power to those guys.
Easy there, Sheila. You'll take over the cult soon enough.
No, it's amazing if you watch their chat, like people will just like message in like, I just made $64,000 off a $40 call I bought. Like, I can pay off my parents' house. Like, insane. I mean, I started this adventure with $38. The amount that I am up is egregious and money is fake. Can we talk about how fake money is and start segueing away from how awesome AMC and GME are? That way, if they tank tomorrow, we don't feel dumb when this airs on Saturday.
I'm going to feel dumb regardless. That's just my constant state of being at this point.
Well, Rob, I mean, you know, you make a good point. Money's all fake, which is why we need a new quantum currency.
Quantum QFS, Jared. Quantum financial system. Quantum, we need to explain this to you again.
We're talking to some apes who are like probably mostly all going to be millionaires if shit gets really crazy. So, Jared, what do apes who want to help their community actually really want to do with the money? How can they really help the people around them? Because think about it. Apes are millionaires. Very soon, possibly. Some of them already are.
I mean, I guess if you want to invest money in your community, you know, look for research orgs that do the work.
Or start your own org. And then, well, you could like be involved in what's actually happening. Or is that?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but you know, again, if you just like you want to throw money at something, like don't just be like, oh, I heard that, you know, the Red Cross is good.
Oh no.
You know, you have to do some research, you know, like, and just see who's actually like feeding people, who's actually clothing people, who's actually helping people, you know, not just putting some money in some fucking NGO that just, you know, gives money, you know, that's just a tax write off for fucking Bill Gates or whatever. You know, even shit like what the Black Lives Matter, like, raised all that money and just some, what, one of the fucking organizers just bought like a house. Like a million-dollar house or some shit.
Fucking kidding
me. I didn't hear about that one. That's fucking shitty.
Yeah, like the National Black Lives Matter thing is this complete scam.
Oh.
So don't ever donate to that. Donate to local chapters, you know, that are just doing work.
They're on the ground, yeah.
Speaking of Black Lives Matters, is this not the 100-year anniversary of the Tulsa Black Wall Street massacre?
I think so. I heard the architect of the 94 crime bill that just destroyed the lives of many African Americans in this country purposefully. Didn't he have some like fake ass words to say about how he actually cared and commemorated the event and stuff?
Personally, didn't know that this existed until I was well into my 30s. This was not something that I was ever taught. Was anyone else on this podcast taught about the actual Tulsa race massacre?
I was taught as much as I was taught about the stock market, which is zero.
Yeah, nope. I wasn't either.
Yes. No. Tying these topics together.
So I'm going to just assume that some of our listeners don't know, but Tulsa Race Massacre was an 18-hour period in May where a white mob attacked a black area called
Black Wall Street.
Greenwood neighborhood of Tulsa in Oklahoma, and they called it Black Wall Street. And they killed hundreds of people.
Why did they call it Black Wall Street?
It was because it was actually, I think if it would have existed, it probably would have been like a modern Chicago, maybe?
It was like very wealthy for the black
population. Well, yeah, they were black owned businesses.
Mm-hmm.
A black teenager named Dick Rowland entered an elevator in the Drexel building, an office building on South Main Street. The white elevator operator, Sarah Page, screamed and Roland fled. The police were called. The next morning, Roland was arrested.
All that happened? She just screamed?
She screamed, yes. By the time rumors of what supposedly happened on the elevator had circulated through the city's white community, a front page story of Tulsa Tribune that afternoon reported that police had arrested Roland for sexually assaulting Page. As evening fell, an angry white mob gathered outside the courthouse demanding the sheriff hand over Roland. Sheriff refused. The men barricaded the top floor to protect the black teenager. Around 9 p.m., 25 armed black men, including World War I veterans, went to the courthouse to help guard Roland. After the sheriff turned them away, the white mob tried unsuccessfully to break into the National Guard Armory. Does this sound like January 6th to anybody else? Like, does it sound like the same crazy mob? Anyhow, the rumors were flying, and by the time shit went down, there were like 1,500 white men literally just burnt the entire place to the ground. And when I say the entire place, it was like a 35 city blocks. Unbelievable. And then I think to myself, how did I make it so far into my life and like not know that this shit happened? There were news blackouts for decades.
Well, and what conclusion did you draw about how you managed to do that?
How I managed to get that far into my life without knowing that?
Right.
So, that one. Well,
because no one wants their, like, biggest and worst mistakes to be out in public. So if you just don't teach your kids about them, then no one knows anymore after, you know, 30 or 40 years. But this was in 1921.
So, do you think it was because they didn't want to show their mistake, or do you think it was for any other reason? Maintaining the systemic racism. You can talk now. We're done with stocks, Jared.
Oh, right. I guess right. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get my brain back. It was melting for a bit, and now it's re-gelling. It does make sense. I mean, it's funny because, you know, I guess when it comes to how shitty America is, I'm probably like one of the more knowledgeable people on this podcast. And I only learned about that, the Tulsa massacre, from fucking watching that Watchmen show, which is...
So you watch The Watchmen?
I did. I've watched The Watchmen in both movie and serialized television form.
So there we go. Question answered.
And removing information from, like, the line of sight, is that considered propaganda? By taking the truth and hiding it around the corner, is that propaganda?
Yes. I mean, you're creating... I mean... The thing to keep in mind is that we say propaganda, and I think it's often used as a negative connotation, but I mean, propaganda, depending on what the cause is, can be positive or neutral. I mean, I consider the word kind of neutral, but I mean, again, it makes sense to me that, you know, America has the ideology of America is as... You know, our boy Joe Biden, like, he's basically, you know, is American exceptionalism times 1,000. America is the best country with the best ideas. It hasn't done anything wrong. Well, maybe it has done a little couple things wrong, but mostly what we do is right. And, you know, allowing, you know, a massacre, you know, to happen like that. Is a very bad thing. I mean, it's the same thing with, like, the genocide of the natives. Like, that's...
In Canada? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, I mean, I was speaking in America, but yes, Canada did the exact same thing, and, you
that
know...
That Christian school, they just found, like, hundreds of bodies? Isn't that
well,
the thing?
Well, it wasn't a Christian school. It was a school... I don't know what the term... I forget what the term was in Canada, but they had the same things in the U.S. and probably the same things in other settler colonial states like Australia. I mean, it was a school that, you know, quote, westernized or...
Yes!
I mean, westernized native people. So, you know, they went to school and it destroyed their heritage. Oh, they did the same thing to people in Hawaii after America conquered Hawaii.
Isn't that like gentrification? Whitewashing,
maybe more indoctrination.
Yeah, maybe indoctrination. So, like, what is that? What is that? Whenever 200 years ago or 100 years, 100 years ago, it was 1921. 100 years ago, you know, the climate of the country was to where something like that could happen, and here we are 100 years later, and it's like weirdly at the same place. What the fuck?
Well, are we talking about what the word was for it then? Because wouldn't it just be genocide?
Ain't fair. We covered that last episode and the episode before. This shit's getting
covered
dark.
A few times.
This shit's getting dark.
This is America. Don't catch you slipping up.
So, speaking of American ideology, your boy Biden gave a great American exceptionalist speech. On Sunday for the Memorial Day service, And so one of the things he said was, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm not going to do his voice. Forgive and apologies.
You got to try.
I can't.
We did try that one time.
We did.
No one could really do it.
No. America is unique. It's an idea. Unlike any other country in the world, it is formed based on an idea. Almost every other country is based on a creed, a religion, a geography, an ethnicity, but not us. And then he goes on, which is a lot to unpack, but then we're based on an idea that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men and women are created equal. We're unique in the world. So
no one else thinks people are equal.
Not one other country ever on the planet. And can I ask a question, too, to a clarification here?
Yes.
To some of the scholars. So what's the so an idea that's different than a creed?
I was trying to figure that out.
Yeah, John, I don't know.
Do you know? John, well, do you know? It's the guy?
I don't know. Like, I would just call it, like, really gray, amorphous old man language. But also, like, the great American speechwriter language.
Well, yeah, because, yeah, but, like, a creed is, like, a set of principles that you would live by, right?
Yeah, I mean,
what
is the idea? The idea is that all men, but, like, the idea he described, the
is
idea
is a creed. Okay, that's what said, I thought.
We're not a creed, all it's right. An idea, but here's what the idea is, and it's how you should live your life. But that's not a creed, and look at my leg hair.
Yeah, so again, it's this idea that we're unique and we're special and we don't do the same massacres as other people, even though we definitely did, and probably more so, and we're doing more massacring now.
The idea of a new American legacy, would it be just, like, better to, like, sort of embrace that, like, horrible shit and be like, oh, yeah, like, that shit happened, like, we should probably do some reparations and, like things like that, or is that, like, insane leftist speak?
Well, I mean, that's the well, I mean, both.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if it's insane, but it's definitely leftist.
Right, I mean, to anyone that isn't to the left, it seems insane that I mean, but again, that's the thing. Even if you're a liberal, I mean, how do you expect to move on and to make restitution for all these horrible crimes if you haven't owned up to them? You know, it's funny because we have, again, all this, there's so much emphasis on personal responsibility in America. Like, if you fuck up, you gotta own up to your mistakes and you gotta do better and your bootstraps and blah, blah, blah. But when it's the country, it's just thrown under the rug and we can't do any wrong. It's a complete disgusting hypocrisy with American ideology. But he does go on to talk about a conversation he had with President Xi for 2 hours. And you know what? And you know what? Biden said he made it clear that we could do nothing but speak out for human rights around the world because that's who we are. And he's also meeting with Putin, and he's giving him a little naughty. But again, folks, we're unique in all of history. We really are. It's like, what?
No, it's patterned off of Rome, which is patterned off of Greece. What the fuck?
Even if we go back, right? And we go back to that original statement that I read when, you know, we're not based on a creed, even though you could say that the principles espoused in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution would be considered a creed.
There were so many words in that sentence, I started to ignore you. Can you do that again?
It's perfect. It's just like, it's the same thing when you're talking about stocks.
Burn.
That happens to me.
Eyes please them.
No, I'm just saying that he says we're unique because we're not based on a creed, but you could say the American beliefs that our country is based on is a creed. So we'll just forget that. Or a religion, even though, like,
that's an idea too, though.
Well, but America says it's not based on religion, but it, yeah. But the Judeo, like, it wasn't, you know, right, there's the thing right now, the founding fathers were deists, but, you know, Judeo-Christianity just sort of is in the veins of America. Especially the puritanical bullshit.
But then a geography, right? It's not based on like other countries, you know, they're based on the geography of the land. And if you think about that, how fucked up is that? Because it's not based on geography because white people just murdered everyone from coast to coast.
Yep.
To take it all. We didn't stop at a river. We didn't stop at a mountain range. We just fucking killed them all to get to the West Coast.
Although I thought the Rio Grande was actually a natural feature that's also a border.
Well, I mean, for a state, though. Well, okay, yeah, that's for the country. Yeah, the country. Sorry, yeah,
but
the country.
It does not. That does not disprove a damn thing you said. Maybe it highlights it more.
Well, and then again, in ethnicity, you know, we killed all the people that lived here, and we replaced them.
Eat a shining sea.
Like, as America, have we, like, mostly laid off of the killing? And we do that mostly, like, through starvation and sanctions now. Am I right? Or am I wrong? Are we still, like, actively killing people because we want what they have?
Yeah, that's just kind of modus operandi for capitalism, isn't it?
I don't know. This is a question. I'm not being facetious at all. It may sound like it, but I really don't understand.
Well, I mean, we can think of America, the country, right? Killing people in quite a number of ways through both action and inaction. Now, obviously, you mentioned the actions that America takes, which is straight up bombing, and just through bombs, war, assassinations of democratically elected leaders, covert stuff like that, drone strikes, as well as, you know, sanctions, as John likes to describe accurately, as siege warfare, where we just starve people in other countries, or we prevent them from getting life-saving medicines and things like that, and other supplies that they would need. We also, you can think through inaction in this country. People die, like you said, Rob, they die from starvation, they die from homelessness, they die because they can't afford medical care. So, you know, if you think that there's any obligation for countries to do anything to take care of the people, then you could say that that is also a way that America kills people.
I'd actually like to take this opportunity to interject with a small personal anecdote about our medical system. And I tried to get this person to join us this evening. They can't because of medical reasons. Our more faithful listeners will have heard this person before, and they'll be able to piece it together, but they'll remain nameless for right now. They are in just immense pain, and this is after a year of not being able to leave the house for very special reasons other than just to not get COVID. This person kind of can't lay down, can't sit, can't stand, and because of other health issues, no one can really determine why. It's all too painful. This person can't get a scheduled appointment with any of her allowed doctors until September. As I speak, the month is June, and it is the beginning of June. Their only option is to go to the hospital and beg and hope to be let in. And then pay a bunch of money for going to the hospital. Now, I don't know about anybody else, but I know one of the major critiques of universal healthcare or Medicare for All is that you have to wait in line to get treated, which is false. But, you know, if that's already happening here, if people that need help can't be helped, you know, how much better are we? Are we not worse?
I think we're worse after being in Austin and seeing the homelessness issue there. I think we're sanctioning our own people simply because they don't carry enough of the appropriate fake currency.
Well, that's kind of part of the problem. You know,
poor people and homeless people are sanctioned in this country simply because they don't have the greenback.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't serve the line, if you don't serve the system, then you're kind of, you know, the system really doesn't care about you. It's very utilitarian in that aspect. So I hope I've told the story adequately enough. I think I have. These are all the, you know, the main points of the story, and there really isn't anything else to the story that would have any bearing one way or the other on how you should feel about this. It's gross. It's disgusting. It's, you know, what word do you want to use? Listener, let me know what all of the wonderful words we can use to describe what's happening to my very close friend.
And Katie will tell you how to do that.
Go to our website. It's anal. Just Google anal. Go to our website. Tell us what you think about healthcare.
Perfect.
That is not. Do not Google anal. Well, go ahead, Google anal. But
I mean, make sure you do it at work, though.
Okay. Well, everybody knows all they have to do to leave us a message is go to anchor.fm/analpod. That's anchor.fm/analpod. There you can hit the message us button, leave us a message, and leave all of the fantastic words that you have for our currently fucked healthcare system.
Or you can just Google anal.
That too. Do that too.
Win-win. So,
why not both?
So, John,
Sorry to derail.
No.
That was the best place to put that.
No, that was very important. And to me, a lot of that seemed like a critique of our system that might be calling for something like, say, Medicare for All, right?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Sure. I mean, if we already have those problems, why not?
Right. So, I mean, Medicare for All, I mean, people would consider that a socialist type policy, right?
Well, if they don't, they should, because that's what it is.
Sure, sure. So now, correct me if I'm wrong, but correct me if I'm wrong, John. But I heard that President Biden said he would veto a bill for Medicare for All.
He did say that.
He sure did.
Didn't he say that while he was running?
Yeah, he did. So would you say that was very socialist of him?
I would say no, that was not very socialist of him. Okay. And if someone were to call him a socialist, like, you know, someone, I would say, no, he's not. He's a Republican.
Yeah, and a quick tip for our listeners out there. If someone starts shit talking on people, calling them, you know, communists or socialists, and saying how bad it is, just ask them to define what it means. See if they can.
Ask them to define communism and socialism.
What do you mean by that? And just see if they can give you a definition.
The only one I've gotten, as an aside, is everyone's the same. And that was it. That was the only thing the person said was everyone's the same.
That's just true. That's
so
true.
Yeah,
true. That's just true.
Well, that sounds like that thing that is that an idea like that American had. Yeah. It sounds like an idea, not to be confused with a creed, an idea that we have in America.
Did we hit on the Biden speech enough?
Oh my God. I mean, that was pretty much, I read the bits that I wanted to, like, I kind of...
We're pushing into Land Bear and Pride area now.
Well, again, I think it bears... there's another part I didn't mention, right? He talks about... Oh, no! Oh, man, this is great! Holy shit, I just realized this. So, before he talked... Like, the little paragraph before he said that America was unique based on an idea, he said this. Each generation of Americans receives the precious gift of liberty, and we work to share it with more people. To make our country more open, more free, more fair, to bring us closer. Closer to making our American creed a reality for all Americans. That all women and men are created equal. That all women and men deserve to be treated with dignity. That all men and women deserve equal rights. Equal protection to build up futures for their families. And hope and opportunity. And this is the same guy that wrote the 1994 crime bill that just ruined lives for so many African Americans.
I had to pull up the Merriam-Webster definition of liberty.
You know, Jared, that speech sounds a lot like Donald Trump. Just saying.
I mean, yeah.
I had to look up liberty because I truly didn't.
Oh, good luck with that, man.
There's some yogurt. It's pretty good.
I'm going to go ahead and do it in the fine print guy voice if I can possibly do that. Definition of liberty: the quality of state or being free, the power to do one as pleases, freedom from physical restraint, freedom from arbitrary or freedom from arbitrary or despotic control, the positive enjoyment of various social, political, or economic rights and privileges, the power of choice, the right, a right or immunity enjoyed by prescription or by grant quote, privilege, permission, especially to go freely within specified limits. Wait, that, I have problems with that one. Permission to go freely within specified limits?
Permission, if you need permission, how is it free?
And the limits are specified?
It's just one of those words that means itself and the opposite of itself.
It's bootstraps!
Literally.
An action going beyond normal limits, such as a breach of etiquette or property, a violation of rules or deviation from standard practice, a distortion of fact.
Wait, are we still talking about liberty?
Yeah.
It's a distortion of fact?
That movie takes liberties with the actual event.
Oh, sure. Yeah, okay, yeah. In that. What are we talking about it as a...
I just read 1, 2, 3, baby. I just hit the entries.
Well, as a noun or a verb or whatever, I don't know how English works because I had an American education.
We're the best in English. No, it was the plurals, the third one I read.
No, but again, I mean, this is just your stereotypical American exceptionalist propaganda that is basically just told to us to placate us, you know, because to say that, oh, we have this idea and we'll get there eventually. Like, we haven't come close and we're not, I mean, every step we make is just dragging the fucking ruling class, just dragging them, throwing bricks, burning police precincts, you know, it's just kicking and screaming just to, you know, allow black people to be equal, or women, or trans people, or whatever. Like, it's just pretty disgusting, but, you know, he just throws it out here, like, we're doing it. We're doing it. And we're unique. And it's just like, well, then why did the civil rights movement need to happen if we were so much better than everyone else? Why?
You know?
Well, no, like, we're better because the civil rights movement was allowed to happen, and also we murdered its leader.
Yes.
Yes.
But also, if you think about it, too, I mean, after fucking the Civil War, like, we started Reconstruction, and then it just... And they stopped before it was finished, and then Jim Crow happened. So, like, America could have kept going, and... kept Reconstruction going and, like, made it truly equal, but they didn't. And then we had Jim Crow instead, and then we had to have a civil rights movement.
Mentioning Jim Crow, bring up the fact that they're calling the Texas law, as the Democrats walked out, Jim Crow 2.0, the Voter Restriction Act that the Texans are trying to pass.
You got any specifics for that, Rob? Because I don't know. Like,
I don't know tons of specifics for the actual act. They just are going to make, like, the mail-ins more difficult. You have to have specific types of identification. I mean, it's all the typical, you know, disenfranchisement tactics. It
boggles my mind to some degree that, you know, you have these people that everyone's all, they're for freedom and democracy, but they want to put all these restrictions on voting as if, like, our country doesn't just have a huge database of everyone that fucking exists in this country, from even just our social security numbers that we have.
Are you kidding? We all carry a GPS. It's called our fucking phone number. They know where we're all at and what we're doing and what porn we're fucking watching. Are you kidding?
But I'm just saying.
Oh no.
Oh.
We got echo.
Who's echoing? Is that my wife? Are you echoing, Katie?
Katie, you're an echoer. Did the Matrix just break?
With her hot takes, her hot goss.
Hot goss.
What was the craziest thing the Land Baron had to say ever?
This post that she forwarded it from the Wolverine.
Oh, like wait, the actual
like Logan?
No, I don't know what flag that is, but it's not the American flag. Is it New Zealand?
Or Australia?
You got me.
Jared just posted it at 8:35 p.m. in Adelpod Tops.
Oh, that was like an hour ago.
Right after my death drink.
Is that the one for immediate media release?
Yeah, like, just reading through it is... I mean, again, it's... salad, but...
What is that?
The United Kingdom of God, Sky, Earth public announcement. Like, that's just so bananas crazy.
That's kind of the New Zealand flag, but there's some extra things to it.
Yeah.
I don't know my flags. I'm an American.
I Googled it.
I'm a vexillologist.
What?
Yeah, it's like a scientific term. For people who study flags. Yeah, the people who study flags and like design them.
So, they all have meaning.
Yeah.
This is pretty exciting, but I'm really not understanding. All of the national banks and governments are going to set up new databases with new identity inputs. You're going to have a national insurance number?
What? Or Social Security or ID or PAN card numbers from India.
Failing the above provisions.
I don't even understand. Like, what is this? I guess this is a good thing. But it doesn't take money away from people. It just gives everybody like
$6 million worth of payments.
Like, I have 6 million, but like the millionaire already has that. He just has double now. But here's my thing, though.
If that was for immediate media release, has anyone heard anything?
Oh, it's immediate media release, but it's also from the United Kingdom of God, Sky, Earth.
United Kingdom of God, Sky, Earth public announcement. Oh, she's in deep.
And something.
At least my cult's in the green, right?
Something called banks will issue debit cards to all account holders.
Okay, so what makes her crazy wonko money thing less crazy than ours? Is it the fact that we're in the green that makes us less crazy?
Well, I mean,
this involves actual real life things. Like, there's a strategy to what's happening. Yeah, there's logic there. You guys are employing logic to exploit the system. There's something that you're doing.
Correction. Like, this we are making not exploiting shit up. The system. We no, are making trapping shit up. Someone who was exploiting the system. The shorters Regardless. Were exploiting the system.
Either way, you can call it whatever you want to call it. But like, her thing is just 100% made up. Like, nothing of what she says actually exists.
Well, we're also talking about the stock market. Jared says that doesn't exist.
Well, it does exist. It shouldn't, but it does.
John, are you saying that 1 quintillion worth of gold assets doesn't exist?
In an esoteric sense, no, it can never exist. And I don't know how we would value a gold. What do you. God damn it. What do you even value gold at? Like, I have a coin. It could be worth $1 quintillion. Like, fuck it. I say it is.
One Bitcoin.
This nugget, the size of my, like, the fingernail on my pinky finger is worth $1 quintillion because I say it is. Like, but I'm excited that I'm going to get, how much are we going to get, though? I was doing my husbandly duties. Because each person's going to get some money, right?
You didn't take very long.
Well, no, that's the dog duties.
Duties.
Not those.
Duties. Mm-hmm. So, Rob, you said 6 million we're getting? I don't know.
Yeah, it was 6 million each person from life to death. Like, from birth to death.
For what?
You get $6 million.
For what?
For existing.
So that just becomes nothing. If everybody gets it, it's nothing.
Well, has anyone else heard of the MC Neo, the United Kingdom of God, Sky, Earth?
We already covered that.
Damn it!
I'm going to leave your disappointment in for the listeners, though.
It's not McNeo, and it's not like from Wales or something.
It's MC Neo.
So as we read this, we can see that it's clearly lunacy. What volume of people do you think buy this shit?
Well, I can count two right here.
Good Lord.
Wolverine and White Lion.
Good Lord.
Well, and perhaps the eight people that viewed it, maybe. From the flag, is from Australia, so...
Oh, okay, well, that was
I don't know if that counts as real knowledge. I mean, I thought the Baron dropped some other bangers from my other I mean, there's a bigger list, but I really liked The Earth is Flat, There Were No Planes on 9/11, and They Just Stole the Presidency in front of all our eyes. Like, just...
It's all of the things.
All the things.
I believe in all of the things.
As long as it's contrary, it must be right. Because someone's oppressing knowledge somewhere, right? Someone's being quieted.
Well, it's just, if you knew your government used your tax dollars to fund research overseas that developed a virus, but blah, 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 why is it taking so long for the media to cover Wuhan? And it's like, so that's probably just fake anti-China bullshit, but like, our government has done awful shit. Just disgusting shit that has ruined the lives of so many people in America and all over the world. And like, this is the thing that's fake. This is your breaking point. It's not, you know what? It's not the Tuskegee experiment, right? It's not the Iraq war. It's not dropping all the fucking napalm in Vietnam, right? It's not.
Or the atomic bombs on Japan.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Well, you know, I'm going to go out on a limb here. I think she might be one of those people that thinks it was necessary.
I'm pretty sure I read that Japan actually officially surrendered before the bombs were dropped. But I would need to try to find the article again. So that would be pretty
cool. I recall reading that at the time, too, like, we knew we were going to win. Like, I don't know if they had already surrendered, but they were definitely going. Like, they were going to.
Okay. Maybe that was it.
So they were going. They were just deciding on how to do it. And the U.S. was like, yeah, it was basically like, yo, USSR, guess what? We have to murder all these people to scare you.
We try to be funny, and we just get so awful and dark with murder and genocide and bombs. Oh,
okay, I'm sorry. Here we go.
The show is over, Jared.
Most people cannot fathom that we are fighting an alien AI that wants to infect us with its tech.
I hope you enjoyed our latest anal probe segment. Join us again this Wednesday for a special episode, a Burger Time Adventure Super Spectacular Episode Adventure. So if you like good food, obscure references, and a very flat state in the middle of the country, then join us this Wednesday for the Super Burger Time Spectacular. Don't forget, like, subscribe, review, wherever you found our podcast. That's how we get noticed, and we love to get noticed. Do you have a question for the Anal Pod? Feel free to leave us a message at anchor.fm/analpod. And as always, listener, stay safe out there.